160 people, representing 12 of the world's major religions, gathered today in the central Italian town of Assisi for an unprecedented day of prayer for peace. The initiative was proposed by Pope John Paul II to commemorate the United Nations International Year of Peace. The pontiff also appealed for a 24-hour truce in the world's conflicts, and several revolutionary groups agreed to honor the ceasefire. From Assisi, Sylvia Poggioli reports.
The narrow cobblestone streets and the pink-toned medieval churches of Assisi were the backdrop today of one of the most colorful and spectacular events organized by Pope John Paul II since he assumed the papacy 8 years ago. The ceremony spanned 8 hours and was divided into three parts. This morning, at a basilica outside the town, the Pope received religious leaders representing Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Shintoism, Hinduism, as well as Sikhs, African animists, Baha'is, Zoroastrians, Jains, and Native Americans. The Pope told his guests, some attired in formal religious robes, others in traditional costumes, that he chose Assisi because of its particular significance as the birthplace of St. Francis, who is revered as a symbol of peace, reconciliation, and brotherhood. For the second moment of the day, each religious delegation went to an assigned place to hold its own prayers. The Jewish delegation convened on the site of a 14th-century synagogue. Some groups prayed in Catholic churches, others in municipal buildings, and still others, such as the Shintoists, prayed in squares. The day's final event came this afternoon when the participants, who had observed a fast, marched in a procession to the square of the Basilica of St. Francis. The delegates sat on a large podium, the Pope in the center, with the Christians and Jews on his right and the other religions on his left. The final part of the ceremony began with each group reciting their own prayers in the presence of others. The Buddhists were first. One of the most colorful prayer services was that of the Native Americans. John Pretty on Top and his nephew Burton of the Crow Indian tribe of Montana wore feathered headdresses and inhaled deeply from a long peace pipe which they offered to the Great Spirit of the Mother Earth. After the prayers, young men and women distributed olive branches while a choir sang a hymn in Greek. Then delivered his allocution, in which he stressed that despite their differences, the world's religions have a common ground.
It has also made the world looking at us through the media more aware of the responsibility of each religion regarding problems of war and peace.
The ceremony ended with the release of hundreds of doves as the choir sang St. Francis' Canticle to Father, Son, and Sister Moon. As the ceremony was coming to a close, the Vatican announced that the Pope's appeal for a truce of all conflicts raging throughout the world had been widely respected. The Holy See spokesman said that after an intense diplomatic effort by the Vatican, all guerrilla groups in Latin America, with the exception of Peru's Sendero Luminoso, and various guerrilla groups in Africa and Asia, had responded favorably. In the Middle East, the warring factions in Lebanon, as well as PLO leader Yasser Arafat and Iraq's President Saddam Hussein, also welcomed the appeal. But in Mozambique, Afghanistan, Iran, Vietnam, and some of the communist guerrillas in the Philippines did not reply or refuse to observe a truce. Tomorrow, it will be known if the message from the largest gathering of religions was carried out. For National Public Radio, this is Sylvia Poggioli in Assisi.